Hello, I am Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Hours before a deadline for Greece to repay €1.6 billion, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has urged his country's voters to back his plans to end austerity. He said a no vote in Sunday's referendum would help him negotiate a more favourable settlement to his country's debt crisis. From Athens, Joe Lynham has this report.
If, as expected, Greece fails to make the €1.6 billion payment to the IMF, it will be considered in arrears, which starts a lengthy process of recouping monies owed. By close of play tonight, the €120 billion bailout program, which Greece agreed with its Eurozone partners in 2011, will also expire, having been extended by 6 months already. On top of that, Greece must make a payment of €3.5 billion to the European Central Bank in 3 weeks. Failure to pay that has far swifter repercussions. The decision to walk away from negotiations means that ordinary Greeks now face limits on how much money they can withdraw from ATMs and a ban on making any payments outside the country without express permission from the Greek Central Bank.
7 weeks after the country was declared free of Ebola, Liberia has reported another case of the disease. The Deputy Health Minister, Talbert Nientswa, said a 17-year-old boy had died from the disease. He said teams were investigating the victim's movements in the days before his death.
Even before the result came out, the body was buried.
Even before the result came out, the body was buried safely by a dead body management team. People need to be vigilant and take all the preventive measures because one case of Ebola is dangerous. We have said it over and over again that there's a possibility there could be a resurgence of the virus in Liberia.
A statement apparently posted online by Islamic State says that its Sana'a division has carried out a car bomb attack in the Yemeni capital, causing many casualties. The attack is reported to have targeted the homes of several Houthi rebel leaders. Initial reports said that about 30 people were wounded. Unconfirmed reports suggest many of those have died. A U.S. State Department spokesman has said that it has no solid evidence that Jordan and Turkey are considering setting up buffer zones within Syria. The two countries are reported to be weighing such a move because of increasing instability. A U.S. Department spokesman said, Mark Toner, said these are just unconfirmed reports for now.
Frankly, we don't have any ground truth on any of these plans so far. All we've seen, frankly, are press reports. So there's really no solid evidence of which way either Turkey or Jordan is leaning at this point. Certainly, these are amazing or remarkable challenges, security challenges that everyone in the region is facing, and looking at how to address them the best way possible is something that these governments are considering.
The area of Syria under government control has greatly diminished. World News from the BBC. A United States commander in Afghanistan has said that disillusioned Taliban fighters have established a new group allied with the Islamic State organization in Syria. General Sean Swindle said the new group has been involved in serious clashes with Taliban fighters in eastern Afghanistan. The website IS group has threatened Taliban fighters with death if they do not join IS. A Royal Air Force plane has brought home 4 British citizens seriously injured in Friday's attack at the holiday resort of Sousse in Tunisia. 38 people were killed, at least 30 of them are thought to have been British. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has vowed that the West will prevail in what he described as the generational struggle against extremism. A museum in Australia is returning the skull of an Aboriginal man stolen from his grave more than 150 years ago. Representatives of the Wanneroo people will receive the skull. From Sydney, here's Phil Mercer.
The skull of Jim Crow, who was hanged for rape in 1860, was stolen by an Australian phrenologist called Archibald Hamilton, who believed a person's character could be determined by examining their head. The remains of the Aboriginal man became part of a travelling scientific show. When Hamilton died, his collection of human bones was donated to a museum in Melbourne. For more than a century, they sat on a shelf until they were examined by a PhD student. She managed to identify Jim Crow's skull, which is being returned to his descendants in the Hunter Valley near Sydney.
A bullet train in Japan has had to make an emergency stop after a passenger set fire to himself. The train was traveling from Tokyo to Osaka when smoke was detected. Fire officers said there had been a number of other injuries. 2 people are reported to have suffered heart attacks. Bullet trains travel at speeds up to 320 kilometers an hour. BBC News.